Why HVAC businesses fail and how to survive year one. The real reasons new HVAC shops fail: cash flow, underpricing, no customer pipeline, undercapitalization, and owner burnout, and the concrete moves that get a new shop through year one alive. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, this is the autopsy nobody wants to read before they go solo, the handful of ways new HVAC shops actually die, and what the survivors do differently. The failures almost never come from bad wrench work. The techs who fold are usually plenty skilled. They go under for business reasons. They ran out of cash. They priced too low to survive. They couldn't keep the phone ringing. They started undercapitalized, or they burned themselves out trying to be every department at once. Knowing these failure modes by name is how you steer around them. Why it matters. Year one is where most of the danger lies. You're learning to run a business in real time, within cash reserves, while doing all the work yourself. The mistakes that kill you in that first year are predictable and avoidable, but only if you see them coming. This isn't doom and gloom, it's the opposite. Every one of these failure modes has a known counter. Read them as a checklist of what to protect against, and your odds of being one of the shops still standing at the 2-year mark go way up. How to do it? The failure modes and the counters. Cash flow, the number one killer. A business can be profitable on paper and still die, because the money comes in slower than it goes out. You front parts, fuel, and labor today. The property manager pays net 60. Payroll is due Friday. The gap between doing the work and getting paid is where shops drown. The counter. Keep a cash cushion. Invoice immediately and chase receivables hard. Take deposits on big jobs. Get a card on file. And don't let net 30 and net 60 customers become more than your reserves can float. Profit is an opinion until the cash actually lands. Underpricing. The slow death. New owners quote off their old hourly wage and undercut the established shops to win work. It feels like hustle. It's a trap. They're not covering overhead, truck cost, and labor burden. So every one job loses a little money, and the busier they get, the faster they sink. The counter. Know your true hourly cost. Wage, burden, truck, overhead, and price for a real margin above it. A higher price that clears margin beats a low price that buries you in unprofitable work. The cheapest shop in town is usually the one going out of business. See knowing your true hourly cost in the business operations folder. No customer pipeline. Feast then famine. A shop lives off the old boss's overflow or one big account, never builds its own steady stream of work, and then the overflow dries up or the account leaves and the schedule goes empty. The counter. Build assets you own from day one. A complete Google business profile. A steady stream of reviews from happy customers, referrals, and a diversified mix of channels. Don't let any single source own more than you can afford to lose. A pipeline you control is what carries you through the slow season. See how an HVAC business gets its first jobs in the Getting Work folder. Undercapitalization. Running out of runway. Starting without enough money to reach steady cash flow. The owner budgets the van and the tools, but not the months of living expenses and job float they'll need before income steadies, then runs out of money and gets forced into panic pricing or back to a W-2 job. The counter. Capitalize for the gap. Not just the gear. Have several months of personal expenses, plus a working buffer before you launch, or scale your start down to what you can fund. See HVAC business startup costs and funding. Owner burnout. The human failure mode. One person can't be the lead tech, the dispatcher, the salesperson, the bookkeeper, and the marketer indefinitely without breaking. Working in the field all day and on the business all night, with no time off, leads to mistakes, callbacks, snapped customer relationships, and eventually an owner who quits their own company. The counter. Build systems and lean on tools so you're not doing everything by hand. Simple software for scheduling, invoicing, and books, and bring on help even part-time before you're completely drowning. Pace it like a marathon. The business needs the owner functional more than it needs the owner doing literally everything. Sloppy money handling. Death by a thousand cuts. Mixing personal and business money. Never tracking expenses. Getting blindsided by a tax bill with nothing set aside. Missing sales tax filings. Individually small, collectively fatal. The counter. Separate business bank account. Clean books from job one. Money set aside for taxes, and a CPA for the hard parts. See business banking and bookkeeping basics for HVAC. What it costs. The cost of these failures is the whole business, and often a chunk of the owner's personal finances on top, especially where they skip the LLC or commingled funds. The good news is the prevention is cheap. A cash cushion is discipline. Correct pricing is arithmetic. A Google business profile is free. Clean books cost a modest monthly software fee. and pacing yourself costs nothing, but the humility to bring on help. Almost every counter on this list costs far less than the failure it prevents. Common mistakes. Confusing being busy with being profitable. A full schedule at losing prices is a faster road to broke than an empty one. Watch margin, not just the calendar. Treating cash flow as an afterthought. The shops that die in year one almost always die of cash, not of incompetence. Manage it like it's the whole game, because it nearly it is. Pricing to win every job. The job you lose on price to a competitor who's losing money on it is a job you should be glad to lose. Depending on one customer or one channel, overflow from the old boss or one big property management account can vanish overnight. Diversify before you have to. Doing everything alone until you crack. Burnout is a business risk, not a personal weakness. Plan around it. Tips and gotchas. Watch your cash position weekly, not at tax time. Know what's in the account, what's owed to you, and what's due to go out. The owners who survive can answer, "Can I cover next payroll?" without guessing. Raise your prices before you're desperate, not after. It's far easier to set the right price from the start than to claw back margin once you've trained your customers to expect bargain rates. Diversify your work before a channel dries up. The time to build your own pipeline is while the overflow is still flowing, not the week it stops. Protect your own bandwidth as a real resource. Use software and outside help to keep the administrative load off your back so your judgment stays sharp where it matters, in the field and on the big decisions. Keep your fixed costs lean in year one. Every recurring bill, a fancier truck, an office, a subscription you don't use, is something margin has to cover every month before you make a dime. Stay lean until the revenue is proven. Bottom line, new HVAC shops don't fail because the owner can't fix a furnace. They fail from cash flow, underpricing, no pipeline, undercapitalization and burnout. Every one of those has a cheap, concrete counter. Keep a cash cushion and chase receivables, price above your true cost, build a pipeline you own, capitalize for the runway and not just the gear, and pace yourself with systems and help before you break. Manage the money like it's the whole game, refuse to win jobs at losing prices, and you'll be one of the shops still standing when the ones who undercut you are gone.